Yisrael. These are the names of Bnei Yisrael. Abayim Mitzrayim came down to Mitzrayim. Es Yaakov Ish Veso Bo. The Yaakov with his household came down. And then it says Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. Pasuk it says Vayhi Kol Nefesh Yotzei Yerach Yaakov, that all of these souls that came from Yaakov, Shivim Nafesh, there were 70. V'Yosef Haya B'Mitzrayim, and Yosef was in Mitzrayim. So Rashi comments, V'Yosef Haya B'Mitzrayim, Yosef was already in Egypt. V'Halohu Uvanav Hayu B'Chlal Shivim, Mabalam Deinu, and don't we know that his sons and he were already counted in the 70? So what's this adding? Would we not know ourselves that he was already in Egypt? Rather, in order to let you know the tzidkos of Yosef, a tzaddik, who Yosef haros tzon aviv, this is the Yosef who tended to his father's sheep, who Yosef shahayab in Mitzrayim. It's the same Yosef who's in Mitzrayim. V'nasa melech, became the king, v'omei b'tzidko. Nonetheless, he remained tzedek. He remained Yosef, nonetheless, even being the king of all of Mitzrayim. And I think there are two very important, fundamental things that we learn from this Rashi, and we learn from Yosef HaTzadik, that there are two ways that Yosef stayed true to being Yosef, although he was in Mitzrayim. On one hand, although he was in Mitzrayim, he still stayed Yosef. He wasn't affected by his surroundings. He didn't try to become like everyone else. He was true to himself. He was truly content and happy being who he was. He didn't try to blend in or fit in. He was truly himself. And on the other hand, we see here that Rashi says beautifully that what? Who Yosef harot son aviv? The same Yosef who tended to his father's sheep. Who Yosef shai ben tzarim? V'nasa melech is the same one who became king. Meaning, it didn't get to Yosef's head one way or the other whether he was a shepherd or whether he was the king. To him, being Yosef was Yosef. It had nothing to do with what he was doing necessarily, he was the king or he was a shepherd. The very same Yosef. Yosef in Mitzrayim, Yosef when he wasn't in Mitzrayim, Yosef as the king, Yosef when he was simply a shepherd. And if you look earlier, when Paro makes Yosef second over all of Mitzrayim, so the Pasuk says that he says to him, you're no longer going to go by Yosef. Now I'm going to give you a new name, Tzafnas Paneach. The very same pasuk that he says that to him, that Yosef, that you're no longer Yosef. Imagine a person who was schlepped away, he was taken away, sold away by his own family, sent down to Mitzrayim all alone. And here he goes through these terrible hardships. He's in jail. He comes out. And the most powerful man in the whole universe says to him, listen, no longer are you Yosef. You don't have to go by that old name anymore, that old time, whatever. I'm going to give you now a very chashuv, a very prestigious name. Your new name will be Tzafnas Paneach. The very same pasuk, the exact pasuk that says that, that pasuk says, Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim, that Yosef goes out on Eretz Mitzrayim, that even Paro couldn't change Yosef from being Yosef to Tzafnas Paneach. You think about it in our own lives, so often we want to fit in, we want to blend in, we want to have respect from the world around us, from people around us. And so we try to, you know, make changes in our own lives so that others will view us in a certain light. And you see from here that even Paro couldn't affect Yosef. Because Yosef had something that no one could have taken from him and no one else could have given to him. And that was a sense of deep, deep pride of who he was. The question is, how do we all create and have such a pride the way Yosef HaTzadik had it? So I believe that this is something he received from his father. And that's a whole schmooze in and of itself. You know, how as parents we could try to give it to our children, or how we could try to receive it. But just one thing, if you look, you'll see that in Parshas Vayishlach, a very similar episode, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv, that Yaakov sends messengers ahead to Esav, his brother, Arza Seir Sidei Edom, to the land of Seir, to the fields of Edom. Vaitzavo Samlemer, he tells these messengers, Ko Somrun Ladoini LeEsav, this is what you should say to my master, to Esav, Ko Amar Avdocha Yaakov, your servant Yaakov says, Im Lovan Garti, I lived with a stranger, with Lovan, but Va'echer Arata, and was delayed until now. So Rashi comments famously, Garti. Dover Acher. The first part of Rashi we're not going to comment on right now, but the Dover Acher. Garti b'gematria taryak. That the gematria of Garti is taryak, 613. Kolomer, as if to say, im lovan or Rasha Garti, that with love on the Rasha I lived, the taryak mitzvah shemarti, but I kept all 613. The lola madati mimaisav harayim. And I've not learned from the wickedness of his ways. That similarly, Yaakov had the same midah. This midas ha'emes, this strength within himself to be able to be his own person and not have a need to blend in or to be liked somehow or to follow in the ways of those around him. So I think for many of us, we might be wondering, you know, how the same thing. I believe that it's a Mishnah in Avos. And the Mishnah says, Kol Ava, excuse me, it's a Mishnah, Perchamishi, Mishnah Tezayin. Kol Ava Shi Taluya B'Dover, any love which is Taloy on something, Bottle Dover, when that thing is no longer, B'Tel Ava, the love is no longer. Sheein Taluya B'Dover, but when it's not dependent on anything, Ein B'Tel L'Olam, such a love can never be destroyed forever. A person has to work in their lives to develop and inculcate this midah, this feeling, this attitude towards oneself. That it has to have an Ava She'ein Taluya B'Dover. Cannot be taloi. Just as Yosef was Yosef both as a shepherd and as the king, the same Yosef, not a different Yosef. His status was not elevated now that he was in a greater position. So similarly, each and every single one of us has to appreciate that our situation in life cannot be elevated or deteriorated in some way based on our circumstances. That all of our lives stem from ourselves, from within ourselves, not from without, not from the things around us. And I believe that if a person works to inculcate this into their lives, so they will see that they will remove from themselves that which Rav Dessler speaks about in Schar V'Osher, in the very beginning of Michtam Eliyahu, when he says that the Mishnah Novos in Paragraph V, Mishnah Chaval, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer is able to reach a level where they realize that the Ava is Eino Tzoy B'Davar, so in that way they also will be able to be Mekayim this Mishnah in working towards removing all of the cancerous midos in life, that of Kina, Taiv, and Kavod, which make a person work in a way that undermines really their Ava She'Eino Tzoy B'Davar. And in doing so, when we're Mekayim this Ava She'Eino Tzoy B'Davar, those other negative, cancerous, ki'ilu, midos will be pushed away out of their lives, and they'll find more and more that they will have a sense of calm, a sense of happiness, and with that they'll be able in their lives also, like Yosef, to wherever they go, to not feel a need to have pressure on themselves to be a certain way, to act a certain way, to fit in a certain way. Even when they interact with people in the world, there'll be a calmness about their interaction, a sincerity about their interactions, and they'll be able to always be themselves. And with this midos, we'll have the ability, mitzshem, to continue to grow in the mitzvahs, in the Torah, and to have a pride, a real pride, of being a yid, of living as a yid, of learning Torah, and of developing our mindset, that we should be zocha, to be able also to strive to be like Yosef, to be like Yaakov, to be like the Avos, you know, real leaders, real role models, and in that way, really become ourselves. And a person has the ability, if really we work on these things and we learn from Yosef and from Yaakov, to instill this within our own lives.